Chapter 53. The summer of the Golden Plain drew to a glorious finish, and the yellow flowers faded and died. Matthias had not returned to Redwall, but still Cornflower did not give up hope. She even pleaded with the abbot not to name the season. Though Mordalfus had chosen autumn of the early chestnuts, he bowed to Cornflower's wishes. Strike Redkite had returned to her beloved mountains, and the orchard was beginning to get heavy with the rich harvest of fruit and berries. Cornflower stood on the south wall and faithfully kept up her vigil with Mrs. Churchmouse and Rollo.
See, the woodlands are turning brown and russet. Soon the hazelnut and acorn will be ready for gathering. We'll miss Jess and Sam. No beast gathers the nuts as well as a squirrel,
she said sadly.
Aye, beechnuts too,
Mrs. Churchmouse added.
Remember last autumn when all the young ones went into Mossflower nut gathering? My Tim and Tess both had long sticks to knock them down from the low branches.
Cornflower sighed.
My Matty got into trouble over the nut gathering. He took his father's sword from the gatehouse to rattle the branches with. Oh, I do wish he and Matthias were back, Mrs. Churchmouse.
If hopes were honey, we'd have a cupboard full, Cornflower. Ah, well, we'd best get indoors. It's way past young Master Rollo's bedtime. Who's on supper tonight?
Mrs. Churchmouse asked to change the subject.
Sister May and Brother Trug. It should be something nice. Come on, little Rollo. Supper and bye-byes.
The infant took Cornflower's paw as they descended the wall steps.
I come tomorrow, Umwool?
He wanted to know.
Yes, Rollo. We'll come to the wall tomorrow and all the tomorrows after that until my Matty Mayo comes back. Do you remember Matty Mayo?
Rollo rubbed a tiny paw into his eyes. He was tired.
I remember Tomeo.
Supper was good. Red currant fritters and honey bread with hot elderberry cordial. The abbey had been repaired after the bird damage. Food was plentiful and the season was mild. Yet a gloom hung over the abbey without the presence of absent loved ones. Cornflower sat late at table with Constance and the abbot. Ambrose Spike had gone to his wine cellar. Mrs. Churchmouse and John had carried Rollo off to the dormitory, and all the other Redwallers had gone off to settle down for the night. The only sound was Winifred and Brother Rufus laying the trays out in the kitchen for next morning's baking. Mordalfus folded up his glasses and yawned.
Still no sign of them yet, Cornflower?
No, Father Abbot, but don't you worry. They'll come home soon.
You have great faith, daughter. That is good, but we must learn in this life that the time comes to be realistic. You must see that they've been gone nearly a season's length now. That is a long time in the span of any creature.
A tear rolled down Cornflower's cheek, and she wiped it away busily.
Oh, dear, my eyes get so watery when I'm tired. Maybe I should get Brother Dan to make me spectacles like yours.
Constance's heart went out to the brave little mouse, and the badger stood up decisively.
Right. It's quarter moon tomorrow night. If they're not back by the time the moon is full, then I'm going out to look for them.
The abbot nodded his approval.
An excellent idea, old friend. I'll send the remaining sparrows with you, and whoever you choose to take.
They shook paws across the table. Constance winked cheerily at Cornflower.
Come on, Cornflower. Off to bed with you, or you'll be too tired to climb those south wall steps tomorrow.
When Cornflower had gone, Constance shook her head.
I'm afraid I must agree with you, Mordalfus. A season is a long time, and the longer they're away, the less chance they stand of coming back.
I know, Constance, but I couldn't say that in front of Cornflower. She keeps her hopes up, though she looks so sad these days, and the church mice too. Do you really suppose they'll come back?
Constance toyed with some crumbs on the tabletop.
My heart likes to think so. However, my brain tells me different. At least the hope that we'll be sending a search party out soon should cheer up. Ah, well, come on, young fella. It's past bedtime.
The two friends shuffled off wearily up the steps into Great Hall.